So we are holding on Chaf Aleph Amud. Chaf Aleph, where are we holding? Chaf Amud Beis?
We turned the page, just turned the page.
To Chaf Aleph Amud Beis?
Chaf Aleph.
Let's see, let's read the book there. Let's read the book there. No, so we're already on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis towards the bottom, actually. A person's letter. He says he uses it for something else. So the question is, we're talking about a Baal Keri being allowed to learn Torah. The Gemara has Rabbi Yehuda's opinion under the microscope. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Because Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah said that it is permitted for him, for a person to say the brachos before and after Kriya Shema. The Gemara then says, it's permitted to say, what's the pshat? Does he not hold of smuchin? He does hold of smuchin. The Gemara says, yeah, but he uses the smuchin for something else. That's what the Gemara says. He uses the smuchin to teach you that if a person teaches his kid Torah, it's as if he taught them at Har Sinai. So that's what the Gemara said. Tanan. So we started to see at the very end of yesterday, of Friday, what the halacha about Zav Shirah Baal Keri. If you have a Zav that sees Keri, and a Nida, so if there's a person who has two tumas on him. Number one, he's a Zav, and number two, he sees a Baal Keri. So a Zav is allowed to learn Torah, but Al Keri, he can't. So must he go to the mikvah for that? So that's the question. A Nida is able to learn Torah, but Al Keri, she can't. Or she can't say Kriya Shema. If she had relations or she was paltish chavzera, meaning even after she has relations, there's two chances for a woman to become tametz keri. Number one, if she has relations, and number two, if it leaks out, even let's say a day or two later. In all these cases, she has to go to the mikvah. Says the Gemara that in these three cases, the Tanna Kama says you have to go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yehuda says you're putter. So now we saw on Friday, adkan, five lines to the bottom, adkan le putter, Rabbi Yehuda ela bezov shira keri. Rabbi Yehuda only says this case is a problem with a zav that sees keri. Deme'ikara lav bar tvilahu. Because originally he wasn't a bar tvila. He was already tummy for something else. So therefore, in that case, the keri is not going to require him to go to the mikvah. But it's mashma in a regular case. In other words, he's only arguing in this funny case where the guy is tummy already. So then he says, listen, you're tummy already. You go to the mikvah is not going to help because you're anyways a zav. So then don't go to the mikvah. But it's mashma of a regular case of a bar keri greater. Itaki would be mechayev. And if you want to say that, no, Baal Keri, even a regular Baal Keri, Rabbi Yehuda would point to you. So why are we arguing in a case where you're two tumas on you? We saw this on Friday. Is to tell you, how far the Rabbanan carry their pshita, their opinion, that even if you have two different tumas on you, and when you go to the mikvah, it's not going to help, because you're anyways a nida, or anyways a zav, afa pikin, you have to go to the mikvah. Emasefa says the Gemara. Hamishameshes v'ro'asa dam. If a person has relations and she sees dam, tzricha tvila. The case is she has relations and then she sees dam. So she's already a Baal Keri. She's a Baalas Keri first. She obviously doesn't become a Baalas Keri, but the fact that she has relations gives her a din of a Baal Keri. So, Orisa dam, the halacha is she has to go to the mikvah. So, Laman Katanila, why do we have to say that case? Why is the case, why are there two cases? A lady who has relations and then becomes a Nida, or a lady who was a Nida and then was Polta Shechva Zera. She leaked out some Shechva Zera from a relation she had 2 days ago. Why do we have to say both cases? That's the exact same, it's the same halacha. The halacha is that she's a Baalas Keri. So why do we have to say both cases where she was Tummy from a different Tumma first, or she was Tummy with the Baalas Keri first? If it's for the Rabbanan, pshita. Hashta, umaz zav shira keri. In the case of the zav, dmei ikara lav bar tvilahu. Originally, he was not able to go, he wasn't even able to become more tummy. Once you're tummy, you're tummy. And nevertheless, the Rabbanan say, okay, but now there's a new type of tumma on you called baal keri tumma. You still have to go to the mikvah for that. Nevertheless, mechayv Rabbanan. So hamishamesh is somebody who has relations when she's tahar, when she's tahira. And she sees dam. Dmei ikara bas tvilahi. Originally, when she had relations on Tuesday, she was supposed to go to the mikvah. And she just didn't. She became a nida before she did. Then lekoshikin, certainly the rabbanan would require her to go to the mikvah. Elalav, it must be the opinion of the Rabbi Yehuda. V'davka katanila, and it's telling you specifically that these cases of mishameshes barasa nida ainat tzricha tvila. The Rabbi Yehuda does not require you to go to the mikvah only because when you come out of the mikvah, you're not going to be totally tahar. Only because you're not going to be tahar when you come out of the mikvah. But but of a Balkeri greda, but a Balkeri by a Balkeri who doesn't have another tuma on him, then Taka Rabbi Yehuda would be mechayev. And the Gemara says, okay, so we see that Rabbi Yehuda is concerned for a Balkeri learning Torah. He doesn't let them. He makes them go to the mikvah. So the Gemara says, Loitemim mevarech ela meharher. Change our Mishnah. Our Mishnah that says, Rabbi Yehuda says, make the bracha before and afterwards, it doesn't mean mevarech. It means maharher. The Gemara says, really? Does it really mean maharher? But I'll show you a brisa where Mefurish says, to say it out loud. Umi isli le Rabbi Yehuda hear her? Does Rabbi Yehuda really tell you to do it, but hear her? V'hatan, you have a brisa that says, Balkeri she'ein loy maim. If you have a Balkeri that doesn't have any water, litbol, to go to the mikvah. So then, kairi kriya shema, you should read the kriya shema. V'einu mevarech, he shouldn't make any of the brachas. Loy lefaneha v'loy le'achareha, not beforehand and not afterwards. V'oichol pita, and if he wants to eat his bread, mevarech le'achareha, he should eat, and he can make the birkas amazon. V'einu mevarech lefaneha, don't make a birkas amaitzi. Avo maharer beliba, v'einu maitzi b'svas of divrei Rabbi Meir. But lemaisa, what you should do is you should think about it in your heart and don't let the words out of your mouth. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Amar Benkach Benkach, all the brachas that you just talked about, Maitzi Bisvasov, speak them out. So we see, no, we were correct in our original interpretation of the Mishnah. It does mean to go ahead and read the brachas and say the brachas out loud. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Rav Yitzchak, Asoin Rabbi Yehuda Ki Hilchos Derech Eretz. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answered, you know what? Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're right. As we proved from the Brayis in the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amabez, Rabbi Yehuda holds, of course, a Balkeri does need to go to the mikvah. And he does darshan smuchin. Yes, Balkeris need to go to the mikvah in order to learn Torah. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that brachos are not Torah. Brachos you're allowed to say even if you're a Balkeri. And therefore, it's like Hilchos Derech Eretz. It's like learning Mesilas Yesharim. It's not real Torah. I mean, it's real Torah, but it's not the real Torah that they enacted a halacha against that you can't learn when you are a Balkeri. It's Hilchos Derech Eretz. So a bracha is like Hilchos Derech Eretz. The Tanya, and we're about to see a brisa which states various opinions of the Amoraim of what type of Torah was enacted. So we're going to prove that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Hilchos Derech Eretz is you're allowed to read without going to the mikvah on. So too, brachas you're allowed to read without going to the mikvah on. That's the Gemara's final teretz. The Tanya v'hoidatim levanecha v'levanei banecha, it says you shall tell unto your children and your grandchildren v'chsiv basrei yoyim asher marato levanei Hashem v'lekecha b'chayrev, and it says like the days on the next pasuk talks about on the days that you stood before Hashem on Har Sinai ma'al ahalan be'ema, just like by Har Sinai it was with fear, be'ema ubiyira ubereses ubezei, it was with fear and trepidation and shaking and sweating from fear, avkan be'ema ubiyira ubereses ubezei, so too now when we learn Torah it should be with all of this ema and yira of reses ubezei. In fact, two of the 48 kinyanim, or one of them, is Ema and Yira. People have to, when they approach learning Torah, they can't be sitting back on the beach and approaching learning Torah, you have to do seriously. Mikan Amruhi, from here they say that Hazavim v'hamitzayroim uboin al nidois, a person who is a Zav, or he is a Mitzayra, he's Tameh because he's a Zav, he's Tameh because he's a Mitzayra, he's Tameh because he had relations with Anita, so he himself has a din of Anita now. They are Mitarin Likris B'Tayra, ubenavim ubeksuvim. They are allowed to learn Torah and Neviim and Ksuvim. Lishnei be Mishnah, ube Gemara, ube Halachos, ube Agadis. Allowed to learn any type of Torah, because just because they are a Zav doesn't mean that they're not going to approach Torah seriously. However, Aval Bari Kriyan, a Bali Kriyan, a person who's a Balkari, meaning he just finished relations, so he's on a different plane in his mind, Asurim, until he goes to the mikvah and regains a Kovid Roish. He regains, you know, that type of status, then he is usher from learning Torah. Rabbi Yossi Aymer, good morning, good morning. Rabbi Yossi Aymer, Shaina hu beregilios. Even a Balkeri is allowed to learn quickly. In other words, if he learned the stuff already before, he's allowed a chazer. Ubavachlo yatzi as a Mishnah. But he can't go ahead and explain the Mishnah. Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef is even a bit more lenient. Amar Matziah is a Mishnah, but ain't a Matziah is a Gemara. He can explain the Mishnah, but he can't explain, go ahead and give a Gemara share. Rabbi Nasan ben Avishalom Omer Af Matias in Gemara. Ubavachil Omer as Koreshiba. You can say the Gemara, you just can't say the Hashem's names in the Gemara. Rabbi Yechon and Sandler Tamidus or Rabbi Akiva Mishum Rabbi Akiva Omer Lo Yichnas Le Midrash Kal Ikar. He shouldn't do anything, not even Medrash. He wants to say Psukim, he could do that, but he can't even go into any Torah Shabbat Pen, not even Medrash. But Amir Lo Yichnas Le Base Medrash Kal Ikar. Some say he meant the base Medrash, nothing at all. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shainu Hu Behilchas Derech Eretz. He's allowed to learn Hilchas Derech Eretz. He's allowed to learn Mesilas Yesharim. Ma'is of Rabbi Yehuda, there was a story of Rabbi Yehuda Shara'a Keri, that he was had relations with his wife. And he was walking along the river. Tamidim said, Rabbeinu, Arebi, Shana lanu perek echad behilchas derech eretz. Can you teach us a perek of Mesilas Yisharim? Yeah, right. He went down v'tavol. He went to the mikvah. V'shana, then he taught them lahem. Amrle loykach limaratanu Rabbeinu shaynu hu behilchas derech eretz. Did you not teach us that you're allowed to learn derech eretz without going to the mikvah? Amr lahem, he responded, Afa pisha mekel ani al acherim, even though I am lenient with other people, machmer ani al atzmi. Nevertheless, I would like to be machmer. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Omer Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, he argues on the whole idea. Ain divrei Torah mekabel tuma. Divrei Torah are not mekabel tuma. And therefore, you're allowed to go ahead and learn Torah even though you are tamei. Ma'isa b'talmud echad, there was a story with a student, Shahayu Megamgem Lamailam Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. He was mumbling. He was in the middle of learning, but he wasn't saying any of the words clearly. He was slurring them, he was mumbling them on purpose. Because he thought, or he paskened, like the other, that you're not allowed to learn Torah. So he wasn't saying the words clearly. Amalei, he said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, Bani, my son, psach picha, open your mouth, v'ye'iru devarecha, and let your words lighten up. She'ein divrei Torah mekabel tuma, because divrei Torah not mekabel tuma. She'nemar, haloi koi divarai ke'esh, no'um Hashem, my words, the Torah, is like fire. And ma'esh ein mekabel tuma, just like fire cannot be mekabel tuma. Af divrei Torah ein mekabel tuma. So to Torah cannot be mekabel tuma, therefore there is no need to go to the mikvah in order to learn Torah. Omar Mar, okay, now, that's another opinion. The Gemara is going to revisit this opinion in a second. First, we're going to visit these opinions that said, Omar Mar, Metzia is a Mishnah, Ve'ena Metzia is a Gemara. You're allowed to go ahead and explain the Mishnah, but you can't explain the Gemara. Misayei Alei, this is a proof to the opinion of the Rabbi Eloi, the opinion of Rabbi Eloi, to Omar Rabbi Eloi, Omar Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov, Mishum Rabbeinu, Halacha, Metzia is a Mishnah, Ve'ena Metzia is a Gemara. There's another opinion also who said this. Kitanoi, the Gemara says this is actually a machlikas tanoim. Matzia as a Mishnah, ve'ena matzia as a Gemara. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The halacha Rabbi Meir holds that you're allowed to explain the Mishnah, but not the Gemara. That's like that opinion. Rabbi Huda ben Gamliel, Amar Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Zev is a aser. No. The Amrila, and some say over in his words, Zev is a mutter. Everything's mutter. Manda Amar Zev is a aser. Rabbi Yechanan Hasandler. He's like the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan Hasandler, who we just saw before, says that it's mutter to do anything. It's like that opinion of Rabbi Yechanan Hasandler. Umanda, he says, Lo yikanes lebeis medrash kalikar. Umanda Amar, Zev Zez Mutter, is, he holds, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that it is, that everything is Mutter, and Divrei Torah do not become, you do not have this takana. Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, Nohuk Alma Kahani Tlas Sabi. The world took on the minhag of three of these elders. Number one, Karebi Eloi, Voracious Hagez. Two of these three we did not see in this Masechta, but Karebi Eloi in the opinion of Voracious Hagez, Karebi Yoshia in the Halacha of Kalayim, and Karebi Yehuda ben Beseira B'divrei Torah. What are these three? Karebi Eloi, Voracious Hagez, D'Tanya, Rabbi Eloi, Oimer, Voracious Hagez, Einoi Noihig Ela Be'eretz. Voracious Hagez, the Halachas of giving, if a person has five sheep, he has to give, and he shears them, he has to give the first of the shearings to the Kohen. Just like we give Terumah to a Kohen, you have to give the first of the shearings of the sheep to the Kohen. The Halacha is only Noihig in Eretz Yisrael, but not if you have a sheep farm in Australia. Karebi Yoshia, the Kalayim, we pass in the Karbiyoshia and the halachas of Klaim, of planting crossed species. Kedachsiv lo sizra karmichal Klaim. You shall not plant your vineyard with Klaim. Rabbi Yosia holds that it means that you have your vineyard and you're planting Klaim in the vineyard. So in other words, you need three different species in a hole in the ground in order to have it considered Klaim. Rabbi Yosia Omer lo ilamei nechayev ad sheyizara chita usoira vecharitzen b'mapaylos yad. It's only the Isra Diraisa if you plant wheat and spell and wheat and barley with a charitzen, with a vine b'mapaylos yad, in the same ground. So we pass in the Diraisas like them. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira b'divrei Torah, and like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira b'divrei Torah, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, ain divrei Torah mekabel tuma, divrei Torah is not mekabel tuma, and that's how l'maisa we paskin nowadays that we're not makbid that after a person has relations, it's nice. It's a good thing to be machmir on, and many people are machmir on it, but it's not a requirement. You do not have to, before a person says Kriya Shema or learns Torah, he does not have to go to the mikveh. Kiasa Ziri Amar Batluha Latvilusa, when Ziri said that they were Mavatal, the Tvila of Ezra. The Amrila Batluha Linetilusa, and some say they were Mavatal, the concept of Netilus Yadayim. Manda Amar Batluha Linetvilusa, the one who says that Ziri's statement was that they were Mavatal Tvila, it was because he was Paskin in Kerabi Huda Ben Besera. He was Paskin in Kerabi Huda Ben Besera. Manda Amar Batluha Linetilusa, the one who said that his statement was they were mavatal Netilas Yadayim, that was Netilas Yadayim for davening. Ki Hadar of Chizda Layet, he used to curse. He was upset with Aman the Mahadar Amaya Beidan Silusa, the one who specifically did not daven until he washed his hands. No, we saw earlier you can just make sure your hands are clean by rubbing them on something Be'amid Be'nemenaki, by something, anything that would clean them. You did not necessarily need water specifically. So we saw earlier that it was Hanimil the Kriya Shema. There's different opinions on this, but Al Kopanim could be that Zeir was saying over that opinion, that halacha. Tan Rabbanan Baal Keri Shenosnu Alav Tisha Kaben Mayim Is Tohar. A Baal Keri, he doesn't necessarily need 40 sa. Some, according to this Gemara here, it's sufficient for him to go with Tisha Kaben Mayim, to have Tisha Kaben water. So by the way, this is Nogea. If a person wants to be makban on it, then some say he could be yotze with a shower, because you don't need necessarily a mikvah.
How much is this of water?
I think they say this is like 22 liters, I think.
One kav?
No, 9 kavan. Oh. I'm not sure if I remember. It's 22 liters or 22 gallons? No, it's 22 liters. Because 22 gallons would be a lot.
Yeah.
But
7 gallons.
7 gallons? How much is that in liters?
So 3 liters per gallon approximately.
Yeah, so it's 22 then. What'd you say, 7?
7 gallons. 7 times 3 is 21.
Yeah, 20, I think they say 22, but okay, we could be somewhere. Balkari Shinosnulov Tisha Kabin, Mayim is Tahar. Where did you see 7 gallons from?
Just from 22 liters.
Oh, you're just converting it. Okay, fine, yeah, I think they say, I think. So according to this, then if somebody wants to be machmir, then he can also take if he doesn't want to be machmir, then it could be, he should think about at least doing this. Tisha Kaben Mayim is Tohar. Nachim Ish Gamzu Locha Shel Rabbi Akiva. Nachim Ish Gamzu whispered this to Rabbi Akiva. He didn't say it out loud. Rabbi Akiva Locha Shel Ben Azai. Uben Azai Yotze V'Shana L'Talmidim. Ben Azai went and taught it to all his Talmidim, B'Shuk, in the marketplace. And the Ma'amaz Machlek is exactly what was the format that he did it. Pligi Batre Amayroi. B'Marov in the West. Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven. Rabbi Yossi Bar Zavda. Chad Tani Shana. One said he taught it publicly. V'chad Tani Locha Shel. One said that he taught it quietly. Mind Tony Shana, the one who said that he taught it publicly, is Mishum Bittel Torah. Because you didn't want people to be involved in Torah. Listen, I'm not going to learn Torah until I go to the mikveh. I'm not walking to the mikveh today, so I'm not learning today. Or I'm not going to walk to the mikveh for half an hour, so I'm not learning for half an hour. Instead, just take a shower right here. Mishum Bittel Peravirvia. Also, people are not going to want to have relations anymore. Listen, it means I have to go to the mikveh in the morning. It's freezing cold. I have to go to chop ice and then dip under the ice. It's scary. It's freezing. So people are going to avoid and abstain from relations. Mashenkin, if you have the Tisha Kaben, it's not a big deal. You heat up the water in the morning and you take a hot shower. Uman Tani Lochasha, the one who says that it was Lochasha, that he whispered it, is Shalom Yehei Tamid Chachamim, Mitzuyin Eitzel Neshesem, Ketar Negailim. It's so that the Tamid Chachamim, people who are learning Torah, should not constantly be involved with their wives. We promote it, but in measured amounts. Amar Rabbiana, Shemati, Shemikilin Ba, Vishemati Shemachmirin Ba. I've heard people being mekel, and I've heard people being machmer. But v'chala machmer ba al atzmei, whoever is machmer on it with himself, ma'arichin loy, he lengthened his days, v'shinayis of his years. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, mativan shel tovli shachrin. What are these pshat and these people going to the mikveh during shachas? The Gemara says, mativan? What do you mean, what's the pshat? Yehuda Amar, Balkari is also b'divrei Torah. You're the one who said that, Balkari is also b'divrei Torah. What do you mean? Obviously, they had relations last night. Ha'achik Amar, mativan ba'arboim saw. His question was, no, why do they need to go to the mikveh? You could get away with doing it 9 kavan. Take a shower in their house. Well, what's pshat that all these people are coming to the mikvah every morning? Mativen betvila. Why do you have to go to betvila? Efshe b'nesina. You could have put it on your head. You don't have to come to the mikvah. This is before the days of Hasidim when people went to the mikvah no matter what every day. Amar Rabbi Chanina, geder godol godruba. The Tanya, this by enacting that this halacha that a person has to go to the mikvah after relations, it did a big gether. It made a big gather. The time we have a brisa which stated a story. Ma'isa be'echad shetova isha l'dvar avera. It was a person who was asking a woman to be with him. And Amar Allah, she responded to him, Reika, empty head. Yeshtucha arba sa sha'at atayvul behen. Do you have a mikveh handy that you're able to, you know, you're able to go into afterwards? Miyad piresh. Immediately he stopped. This is like the story with the person who had the milk that was every day was getting stolen. So every day he put on mine, private, please don't steal. Every day somebody took the milk. Finally put on Cholav Stam, and people didn't steal anymore. So it's over here, he was asking over at Varavera, the fact that it's Kares, and it's this, and it's that, that's the problem. But suddenly he said, do you have 40 sons? He's like, oh, Taka. Amar Lahu, I was by a retreat once with I overheard an NCSY retreat and overheard a boy being Tova and Isha. She's like, no, it's not proper. It's like, I'm like, oh, you gotta get the counselors here. But so Amar Lahu Ravuna L'Rabbana Rabbo Yisai Mipnei Ma Atem Mizalzalim B'Tfilazu. Why is pshat that you're not taking this tefillah seriously? Imishum tzin, it's because it's cold. You don't need to go into a mikvah. Efshe b'mechatzo is going to the bathhouse. Amalehur, amalerav chista, v'chiyesh tefillah b'chama. You're allowed to go tefillah into hot water? In other words, in a bathhouse? Amalerav adabarava, amaleh, they responded to him, Rav adabarava koi kavos. Rav adabarava holds like you. Yeah, like, that you need a real tefillah. But I personally hold not. I hold that you're allowed to go into a bathhouse. No, he means the chamen. It means like hot water in a bathhouse. You're right. If you had a hot mikveh, that's fine.
Yeah.
But they didn't have hot mikvehs back then. It was like
in Monroe, they have it's a gigantic mikveh. It's like a gigantic swimming pool.
Right.
You have three of them.
Hot, cold.
Cold and yeah. Medium.
Right. Yeah. Over here in Kal Chasidim, we have two also.
And on the hot one, the steam comes out.
Right.
You're worried about the cold, you can go into
a bath.
A
puzzle mikvah. Yes.
This
Tisha Kavan, right,
could be in a bath.
Tisha Kavan is not even a bath, it's a shower.
Either.
Yeah.
That doesn't have to be the Sina, right?
But we didn't see that yet. No, we didn't see that yet. Lamaisa has to be in the Sina.
Oh.
We didn't see that yet. He holds not. He holds he could do it even in a bathhouse.
Got it.
We're going to see that. There's going to be two opinions, but we didn't see either way yet. This is the first opinion we've seen about it, but this is mashma even in a bathhouse. But we don't pass him like that. We pass him. If you're doing Tisha Kavan, it's got to be in the Sina.
And there's showers back then?
Well, like, showers is just a shower. You take a couple slaves, go like that.
One shot?
It has to be one shot.
Wow.
Omar Lay. Reb Zeira have a Yosef ba'agva ba'agna. Oh, actually, it's right here. Reb Zeira have a Yosef ba'agna demayr. Reb Zeira was sitting in like a pool of water. Bei Mesuzah by the bathhouse. Amar leh l'shamah. He's told the shamash, Zil go va'aisi li tisha kavan and bring me 9 kavan v'shade iluvoy and throw it on me. Amar leh Rabbi Chia bar Abba. Lama leh lamar kuli hai. Why do you need so much? You're sitting in tisha kavan. V'ha'yosef b'gavayu. You're sitting in it. Amar leh ba'arboim k'arboim sa. It needs to be like arboim sa. Ma'arboim sa is betvila v'lo b'nesina. Just like arboim sa is specifically going in and not by pouring it on your head. After tisha kavan is specifically b'nesina v'lo b'tvila, and that is taka how we baskin. Rav Nachman takan tiken chitzba bas tisha kavan. Rav Nachman was misakin a barrel that held tisha kavan. So in other words, this way people just scooped it up from the bathhouse and poured it on his head. He didn't have to cheshbon out each time. Kiyosu Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yakiva v'Rabbi Yehuda Glustura, that's his name. Amru loy shanu el lechayla. This that they permitted the tisha kavan is only true for a sick person la einsei when he had. When he saw Kerry Lo'ainsoy, not with his will. That's in the middle of the night. Ava, so he's an Einer, so there's 2 points against him. Number one, he didn't do it on purpose. And number two, he was a Chayla. He can't, you know, go to the mikvah. Aval, L'Chayla HaMargil, but for a Chayla who is Margil, even if he's a chayla, but if he does it to himself, in other words, he has relations willingly. Arboim sa, he needs 40 sa. This that you were hearing tisha kavan in its specific cases. Amar Rav Yosef itbar chatz b'tir Rav Nachman. Well, there goes the jug of Rav Nachman. You don't need it. How many times are you a chayla and an oinus? There's no reason to be a masak in a special cup for those type of cases. If every morning, if you always have to go to the mikvah, and there's like one case where a chayla and punk, you're also an oinus. A very rare case. You don't have to be mistaken. Nobody's going to buy it for that. Kiyasa Ravin, Omar, Ba'usha Havei Uvda, when Ravin came, they said, Ba'usha, there was a story, B'kilod Rav Aisha, in the porch of Rav Aisha, they had this conversation, where Asa B'sha'alu Rabbi Asi, they asked Rav Asi, Amar Lahu, Loishanu El L'Chayla HaMarikil, Havei L'Chayla Ein Tzapayta Miklim. He says, no, you have it wrong. A Chayla, who's Margal, even if he brings it upon himself, that's where they said the Tisha Kavan. A Chayla who had it in the middle of the night with an Oinus, without intent, he doesn't need anything. So, it's not so uncommon then. Amar Rav Yosef, it's Tamid Chatz Vitor Rav Nachman. Oh, we just repaired the barrel of Rav Nachman. Mechti says the Gemara. Kulu Amaroi v'tanoi b'de Ezra k'miflgi. All the Amaroyim and the Tanoim are arguing in what Ezra was Masakin. Go and see. V'nichsi Ezra hechetikon. Let's go and see what Ezra's takana was. Oh, Marabaya Ezra Tikin Labori Amargal Memsa. Ezra was Masakin for a healthy person who willingly engaged in marital relations. Memsa, 40 sa. That's who he was Masakin it for. Ubari Lo'insa, he was also Masakin Tisha Kaban for a Bari who had a Lo'insa, who wasn't involved in relations, but nevertheless he had carry in the middle of the night, whatever. Va'asi Amoiroi, the Amoroim came along and they argued, what's the din with a Chayla? But in Echanami, Ezra was Masakin, both 40 sa and Tisha Kaban for different people. And Amaroim came along with Pligi B'chayla. Mar Sover Chayla HaMargal. One says that Chayla HaMargal is like Bari HaMargal, Kibari HaMargal, and therefore you need 40 Sa for him also. V'chayla La'ainse is Kibari La'ainse, and Chayla Va'ainse is like a Bari La'ainse, therefore you need Tisha Kaban for him also. Umar Sover Chayla HaMargal is Kibari La'ainse. And this other one held that a Chayla who's Margal, a person who's sick, and he causes it upon himself, he's like a bari lo einsei. He's like a bari for einsei, and he can get away with tisha kaban. The chayla lo einsei is on the lower level, he's on, even on a lower level, and he is pater miklum. He doesn't have to do anything. Amar Rava. Rava commented, Nehida tikin Ezra tvila. Enechanami, Ezra was masakin tvila, but nesina mi tikin. I don't agree with that at all. Ezra was not masakin the tisha kaban. The hamar mar Ezra tikin tvila labale kirin. We never see that Ezra was Masakin Tisha Kaban. It always says Ezra was Masakin Tvila. Elo Amar Rava, rather Rava says, no. Ezra was not Masakin anything besides Tvila, but Ezra Tikin Tvila Labari Hamargal Memsa. Ezra was Masakin for one person, one type of person, a healthy person having relations with his intentionally. He's the only person who needs Memsa. Any other person, he didn't talk about anybody else. Va'asir Rabbanan comes along the Rabbanan Behitzkinu Labari La'insai. And they were misakin that if a person has some carry, but it wasn't with his will, let's say it happened during the night, he can get away with Tisha Kaban. But Ezra didn't talk about that. Ezra didn't talk about such a case. Va'asu Amaroi, and the Amaroim came along and they argued by Chayla. V'kamifligi b'chayla. Marasover Chayla HaMargal kibari HaMargal. This one held that Chayla HaMargal is like the Bari HaMargal of Ezra's Takana. And anytime you do it on purpose, whether a person's a Bari or he's a Chayla, he has to go to the mikvah. V'chayla lo'ainsei kibari lo'ainsei. U'marasover l'bari HaMargal memsa. V'chayla HaMargal kibari lo'ainsei. If nine tisha kabit. Aval l'chayla lo'ainsei is pata miklum. Amar Rava, Hilchasa, the halacha is as follows. Bari Hamargal, the Chayla Hamargal, need our Bari Msa. Ubari La'ainse needs Tisha Kaban. Ava the Chayla La'ainse Patam Miklum, this is a mix of opinions that we haven't seen before. He puts a Chayla Hamargal, a Chayla who does it on purpose, all the way with Bari on purpose, but he jumps to the other end of the extreme for Chayla La'ainse that he doesn't need anything. And again, we pass in like Rabbi Huda ben Beseira Lomai so that nobody needs anything. Tan Rabbanan, Baal Keri, Shenosnu Allah of Tisha Kaban. Baal Keri that had Tisha Kaban, Mayim is Tahar. Bamedvar Mamurim La'atzmai. That's only for his own learning. Avala Acherim, if he wants to teach other people, Arbaim Sa, he needs 40 Sa. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Mem Sa Mikol Makam. Rabbi Yehuda says you need 40 Sa, no matter what. And Gemara will discuss what that means, no matter what. In other words, Mikamakam is more of a lenient. The way I say no matter what just now, it sounds like it was a chumra. It's more of a leniency. Memsa Mikamakam works no matter what. It's a leniency. We'll see what it means in a second. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shub and Levi, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yezi, Rabbi Chanina. There were two sets of people. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shub and Levi, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yezi, Rabbi Chanina. One from the first set, Chad Mei Haizuga, and one from the second set, Chad Mei Haizuga, a Reisha commented on the Reisha. They said as follows. This that Tisha Kavod works is for yourself. You need to go to the mikveh. That I was only referring to a chayla who is margal himself, who did it to him. In other words, he did it purposely. Even if you're teaching other people, Tisha Kavod. No matter what, no matter how it happened, if you're teaching other people, kol acherim afilu lechayil oinsoi ad the ika memsa, you need 40 sa. V'chad mehezuka, and one from the first group, v'chad mehezuka, and one from the second group commented on the seifa. Chad amar, this that Rabbi Yehuda says mikamakam. Chad amar, hada amar Rabbi Yehuda memsa mikamakam, that memsa work no matter what. Lo yishanu ela bekarka. That means that it works only in a karka. Avol bekeli, but you want to go in mayim shuvin, in a swimming pool? There, loy, it doesn't work. So the Gemara is going to say, so what does it mean that it worked? You didn't say what the leniency was.
What does it mean, bekarka?
It means a real mikvah. But not in a keli. You can't go in a bathtub. Well, the Gemara says, if you have those big bathtubs that are off the floor, that you can't go in. The Gemara is going to say, so what's the leniency? Gemara is going to say it in a second. This that he says that 40 saw work no matter what, a leniency, it means no matter what, even in a keli, if you go into a big pot, a big cauldron, that's also fine. So the Gemara says, so bishlam adaman damar afilu bekelim, I can understand what it means, what's the leniency, according to this opinion that says you're allowed to go in a keli. Hainu dikatani Rabbi Yehuda emir memsa mikol makam, that's what it means. Rabbi Yehuda says memsa no matter what. It works no matter what, even if it's in a keli. It doesn't need a real mikvah. El lamanda amar bekarka, according to the one who says that it works in a karka, en bekelim loy, but you can't do it in a keli. So what does it mean mikol makam? What's the leniency that he says that it works no matter what? The asuye mai, what is it in coming to include?
In this version, it's a
chumrah. No, both ways that we're translating it is that it means no matter what, that it works no matter what. The question is, what does it mean?
Okay.
So the Gemara says, La'asuye mayim shu'uvim, it's coming to include that even if the mikveh is pasul, it's inside the ground. It's not its own keli. But the water used was mayim shu'uvim water. In other words, nowadays our mikvahs are special in that it's not mayim shu'uvim water. It's rainwater that was drawn and has never been held in a keli. The water that we use is attached to different waters that has been like that. We use regular tap water, but it's attached to water that has never been held in a keli. They have a special method of collecting it, where it drips down straight from the rain into a bar, either underneath or by the side of the origin of the bar that we go in. So it's in the ground. It's not my achievement. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Nah, you don't need that for carry waters. You can even use a swimming pool, a regular swimming pool." So we see there are a lot of leniencies with regards to this halacha. Somebody has a swimming pool in his house, and he goes swimming every morning. That would, according to this opinion, take care of Takanas Ezra. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brei, Rav Yeshua, Rava, Bar, Shmuel, Krichu, Rifta, Badi, Adodi. They ate bread. They had breakfast together. Omar Le, Rav Papa, Havu, Lili, Dina, who should bench? Rav Papa said, give it to me to bench. Havu lili didi livarech. Dinafu levai tisha kabin. Because this morning I had a shower. Tisha kabin fell on me. So I'm good. Amalei Rava bar Shmuel. Tanina b'med bar amurim. But we just taught that. B'med bar amurim la'atzma. That's only if you're doing it for yourself. Avalachem. But you want to bench for us. Then you need arbaim sa'ah. So it's not good. Tisha Kavod is not good enough. Ella havu lili didi, give it to me, the bench. Lichrech, livrech, the nimpa, the nafal iloye, iluvai, arboim sa. Because I had, Rashi says, nafal iloye is lavdavka, because I went to a regular mikvah. Amalei Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, havu lili didi, give it to me, livrech. The lek iloye, iloye, hi. Because I didn't have relations last night, so I don't even need, I didn't have the tumah, but I didn't even have the tahira. This is a raya against the, why is it better? Somebody who didn't have relations is better than somebody who didn't went to the mikvah. Akopanim, we see, and Fakari, one can ask that the other way. This guy went to the mikvah. This Amara went to the mikvah. We see that going to the mikvah every day without a reason is not lav dafka the best thing. I don't know, unless we see that. No, the fact that you were once tame, I don't know. Not sure what the mile is. Rav Chama Tavil B'Mali Yoma De Pisa. Rav Chama went to the mikvah on Erev Pesach. Lohitzi Rabim Yidei Chayvasa, because he was going to be made to the Rabim on their Chayv, I guess for the Seder. However, V'les Hilchasa Kavasa, Halacha does not follow that, and you do not need to be Machmer for that. just like Tisha Kaben or Rabbi Huda ben Maseir or nothing, it works so too. You don't have to be machmer for acher. And that's not how we bask him. Halacha is you don't need it.
Of what?
Probably of the Seder, of the Haggadah. I know Halacha Lamaisa, I'll tell you that Rabbi the Goyin, I don't know if it's the Goyin actually, somebody said that the reason why certain Sfarim were Makabal and Klal Yisrael were because their Machabrim were Makbid on Tfilas Ezra. So there still is some Halakite in it. If a person wants to be Machmer on himself, he should. But it's a nice thing, it's definitely a nice thing. If somebody was in the middle of tefillah, says the Mishnah, v'nizkar shehu bal keri, and he remembers that he's a bal keri, lo yafzik, he should not stop. Eli yakatzer, he should quickly shorten his tefillah. Yerid litvol, if he goes down to the mikvah, im yachol la'alos, if he's able to get out, to his kassas, and to cover himself with licorice, and to read kriyashma, ad shelo tehei neitzachama, until the time, this Mishnah obviously holds that the correct time to read is until neitzachama. So then do that. Yala, get out, v'yiskasa, and cover yourself, v'yikra. And if you don't have enough time, then yiskasa b'mayim, then cover yourself in the waters, v'yikra, and read in the water. Cover yourself in the water. V'lo yiskasa lo b'mayim haroyim, do not cover yourself with horrible waters. In other words, smelly waters. V'lo b'may hamishra, not with waters that were used to soak flax in, because those really stink. Ad sheyata l'teichan mayim.
Be covered. I mean, the water, you can see through it.
Right. So I think they say, if your body is in the water and your head is out of the water and you go like this, then that's considered covered. Mm-hmm. I think they say that. No, but by a woman, they say the reason why it's because you can't see her erva. So by a man, how do you cover it? Okay, let's put that water. It's a Mefurish Mishnah Berurah. I just don't remember which way it goes. If clear water is good or not good.
So you're coming up and talking about mayim that's a kurim.
That is dirty. Yeah, okay, fine. So that's the difference. Because a woman, she's able to make a bracha because she can't see her erva. So she could just go like this in clear water. A man can only. He has to muddy it up. Right now, I'm remembering. He has to muddy it up. He's got to kick
you're
up.
Just sitting here, you can't use muddy water.
No, bad water. Meaning smelly water. It's got rayon. It's got other things in there. Dead goats. But mud is okay. Until you put more water in there, until you dilute the smelliness with more water. How much should a person distance himself from that and from tzoya, from excrement where he wants to daven? As long as there's no smell there, dalad amas. He's got to be dalad amas away from any feces or other gross thing before he davens. Okay. So, if your person's in a mikvah, nowadays, you can't kick the floor and get mud. So, there's no option. I'm saying he doesn't have that option. But if he's in a lake, then he could do it. Tanur Rabbanan Haya Eimed B'Tfilah. If a person is in middle of davening, V'nizkashu Hu Balkari Niramis, that he's a Balkari Lo Yafzik, he should not stop. Eli Yekatzer, he should shorten his Tfilah. Haya Kare B'Tayra. If a person is reading Tayra, V'nizkashu Hu Balkari Niramis, that he's a Balkari Eina Mafzik, he should not stop. V'Oila, and get out. Ela Megamgim V'Kari, he should continue reading, but slurring the words. Rabbi, and again, we don't pass him like this. Rabbi Meir Amar Ein Balkari Rishoi Likoris B'Tayra. Rabbi Meir says, no, a Balkari is not allowed to read Tayra. Yoisir Megim Psukim, he should stop. As soon as he could. He's allowed to read up to three more psukim, but nothing more than that. So stop as soon as you could. If you could stop now because you're in a parasha now, stop now. If you have another pasuk to get to a parasha, read one pasuk. Up to three psukim. More than that, you can't read. Tani idach. Back then, it wasn't such a big deal because they didn't have like specific places to stop. Again, we don't pass into this. Tani idach. Another b'risa. A person is davening and he sees excrement, the feces in front of him. Mahalach, this is human feces or cat feces, but not other animal feces unless it really stinks. He should walk, keep walking, until it's behind you more than four amas. It sounds like you should go to the side. If you could go forward, then go forward. If you can't go forward because there's like a river in front of you or whatever, then go to this side. person's davening a matzah tzayah b'makaymai, and he realizes that there is tzayah b'makaymai. I think this means that he didn't wipe himself so well.
We're talking about over here, he's in the middle of Shmon Esrei.
Right, yeah.
So
he's here to walk, yeah.
He walks during the Shmon Esrei.
Right, because he's not even allowed to continue. A person is davening, and I remember once we were in shul, and a crazy person came in and made feces on the floor in the middle of the shul, and everybody was davening. It's an Isser D'Oraisa to say Hashem's name in that situation. So during Shemana Esrei, those people in that area had to stop. How do you tell them? During Shemana Esrei, you have to stop. You have to tell them they're being over in Isser D'Oraisa. You bang on the table, stop davening in the middle of your own Shemana Esrei. That's what we had to do. But I tell you, somebody cleaned it up. And somebody, during Shemana Esrei, should go and clean it up. Otherwise, you just stand there for eternity until it rots. That's what we did. I'm as well, Mazat Soib Mekaymei. Amar Rava, Ava Pi Shechet. Even though he sinned, Tfilah Soit Tfilah. His Tfilah is never left. Tfilah, he doesn't have to daven again. Maskipla Rava. Rava says, what do you mean? Vazevach Roshem Teva. If it's not a good Tfilah, then it's not accepted. Ella Amar Rava, Hoyol Bechet, since he sinned. Again, they're talking about where he didn't wipe himself properly. Even though he davened tefillah sateiva, his tefillah is not accepted. He has to daven again. He has to go back to the bathroom, clean himself up, and then. Tan rabbanan haya aimer betefillah. A person is davening umayim shoyishesin al birkov, and some urine drips onto his knees. Posek, he should stop achi yichlu hamayim until the urine stops. V'chozer mispalel, and he should then continue to redaven. And after he finishes, he should continue to daven.
You don't have to go wash your hands or anything like that.
Well, I don't know if his hands got dirty here. No.
No, but...
Oh, yeah, no, I don't think so, right. Lehechan chayzer, to where does he have to go back? Rav Chista Rav Amnuna. Charam rechayzer l'reish. Charam l'makam shepasek. One says he goes back to the beginning of davening. One says, no, he just continues from where he left off. The Gemara says... Let us say this is what they're arguing about. This man holds that if a person makes a hefsik during something, the amount of time that it takes to finish the entire thing, a person, let's say, davening Shemana Esrei, and he makes a hefsik for the amount of time it takes him to finish the entire Shemana Esrei, then he has to chozer l'reish. Umar sover, no, even then, l'makom shepasak, even then you only have to go back to where you stopped. So I'm not sure why the Gemara assumes that he had took such a long break over here. So Amar Vashi, no, Hayim Shah, Imloy Shah Mibarli. If that's what they were arguing about, then that's what they should have said. If you waited, if you didn't wait. So it has nothing to do. If that's the machlekas, then it has nothing to do with urine coming out. It has nothing to do with just talk about. If that's the Nakuda that they're arguing about, then talk about that case. What are you talking about a funny case for? Ella the Kuli Alma, everybody agrees that Imshah Kide Ligmar is Kula Chazul Rash. Everybody agrees that if they waited that long, that the entire Shemana Esrei could have been finished. Everybody agrees that you have to go back to the beginning. Hasan b'deloy shakim efliki. Over here, we're talking about where you didn't wait that long, like we would have assumed originally. So what's the machlokes? The Marisavar Gavra, this one holds that Gavra d'chuyehu, ve'ein royu. This one holds that since this person, he's apparently we're talking about when he started to daven, why is he urinating in the middle? It must be because he really, really had to go. So this person, that's the Gemara is making the assumption now. So this person who really, really had to go when he was started to daven, he didn't. He really, really had to go. His tefillah is not really a tefillah. If he really has holding himself in. So he's a gavra d'chuyehu, ve'ein aroy. And therefore he shouldn't have been davening, ve'ein tefillah s'tefillah. Therefore his original tefillah is also not a tefillah. So that's why he has to start back at the beginning. Umar sabar gavra chazuyehu. This is what it says. No, he's able to be davening, ve'tefillah s'tefillah. That is the machlek.